96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Last Friday, we sat down with three single ladies to talk about dating in 2016. Well, tonight, we're going to hear from single men. Is this a rebuttal? Maybe. Maybe not. But they all have things to say. Well, my guests tonight are Damon Motes. He is a 51-year-old realtor, single with no children. Tremaine Norris, a 36-year-old patent attorney, single with no children. And Darius Baxter, a 23-year-old founder of the nonprofit GoodProjectDC.org, also single and no children. The lines are open, and buckle up if you want to talk about this one. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Gents, thanks for coming. Are you sure you're ready to stay?
Oh, we're very thank you ready. For inviting us.
Okay.
Who it is?
We think.
Well, I'm glad nobody's sweating, so I'm glad to have you all here. Let's get right to this. And I'll start with the more seasoned member of the group,
oh,
Damon.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah, there you go.
Step right on up.
Step right on. Damon, 51 years old. Single, no children. Why are you single?
Indecisive. I will say that this is probably the mecca for African American women. I've been fortunate to be able to meet some of the best. So let's put it this way: it's not for not finding Mrs. Wright. Mm-hmm. I was probably just Mr. Wrong when I was with Mrs. Wright. The beautiful part about this region. I came here, 26 years ago. I was only supposed to be here for 6 months, but 26 years later, because you have such phenomenal women, I couldn't leave.
Okay. I hear you. Tremaine, why are you single?
I will have to piggyback on that and say there are a lot of options out here in the D.C. area. We're very fortunate as men in this area. And it's hard. It's hard to really pick one that satisfies all of my needs and the things that I want in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get distracted by women that might have the physical attributes that you're attracted to, and you jump on that, and you realize...
So to speak.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Okay. But, so it's hard. It's hard to find that perfect one that has everything that you want, and in the meantime, sometimes you kill time with some women that probably really aren't going to meet your needs, but they have some things that you might find fun.
Okay. All right, Darius, what about you? 23. I mean, you still got a lot of work to do.
That's why I have to look at it a little bit differently. At this age, why not be single at 23 years old?
There you go.
Especially as millennial in 2016, there's so many distractions, man.
Instagram.
You talk about Instagram, I'm talking about Tinder.
Wow.
You know, there's just so many distractions out here for young people, and it's kind of hard to settle on one.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, how would you define, Darius, a good man? And are you a good man?
I would hope that every man would think of themselves as a good man. When I think about myself, of course, yeah, definitely a good man. At a young age, I fully believe I'm able to provide for a woman, well-educated. I'm very good-looking. But at the end of the day, it goes beyond those things, and it's somebody that can actually be there for a woman when they need him. When you get to the point where you think of a woman over yourself, I think that's the point when you become a good man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tremaine, what about you? Would you consider yourself a good man and why?
1,000%. 1,000%. I think I am. Not to be funny or anything, but yeah, I think I bring a lot to the table as a man. I think the core of me is something I think that most women would want. the type of guy that you want to bring home, meet your parents, your family, your dad, you know, wholesome, grounded, down to earth, will do anything. Like once I find someone that I just want to go and be with, I will do anything and give my life and just bend over backwards for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, everything else, all the other attributes, good career, you know, decent money, all that stuff, you know, that, I have that. But the core of me, the real heart of me is pure and ready for that perfect woman.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Damon?
Yeah, I would say that I'm a good man. I think that most women that I've dated would say that I'm a good man. Matter of fact, you know, most of them I would say, not, you know, being immodest, that, you know, they were better after a relationship, meaning it was positive because, mm-hmm. you know, some people come out of some relationships broken and bruised. But most every woman that I've dated, we're still very good friends.
Well, what's good about you? You would say?
I would say, you know, I fit the stereotype. You know, I have a master's degree. I've been financially successful. I mean, I'm not bad on the eyes. And, you know, I've been, you know, kind of Tremaine and Darius. You know, I'm not, you know.
You've got a sense of humor. How about that?
and you have to have that because sometimes things can get a little bogged down. And it's complicated because for African-American men in this area, the choices are so numerous.
But is it always about choices if indeed you want to have a relationship? If you have the pick of the litter?
It goes beyond that. I'm young. And even to the question, to go a little bit deeper, I think I'm still developing the idea of what it means to be a man. But thinking about the choices, looking at the D.C. area, you know, when you find that one person, and I'm still young enough to be that hopeless romantic, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to matter. You can have a million choices. When you find that one person that you really love, none of that is going to matter at the end of the day.
Harold, I think one of the biggest problems is in the African-American community, a problem is we just don't value marriage. That's really cut to the crux of it. I mean, if we were to value it as much as we should, and, you know, it, to the detriment, I believe, of our community, we should be getting married younger, you know, but a lot of it is, you know, by example, you know. So if the examples aren't there and you see the divorce rate, but in our community, I think it is a big problem, and we should be teaching, you know, I believe, our younger men. So my advice to my 23-year-old here, young man, is definitely, I would say, get married by the time you're 25.
How do you get that advice?
I can't agree with that.
The years go by quickly. You turn 50. I woke up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bed yesterday 27. I woke up today 51.
Wow. Okay.
You need to have fun and you need to be young. You need to explore. You need to figure out what you want.
I'm getting mixed advice here. Mm-hmm.
No, listen to me. I'm telling you. I'm right in the middle, right? You need to get all that craziness out of your system.
But then it begs the question is there ever a point that you get it out of your system, or is it that you become more addicted to that lifestyle?
There's no such thing as getting it out of your system. You just have to put a value system in place. And a lot of times, now that doesn't have to come always from your parents. You can get it externally from your pastor, from other people that you look up to, mentors that have been in your life. But I really, for me, I can speak for myself, that if I had to do it all over again, I would have gotten married right out of college.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting at the Single Men's Roundtable. We had a Single Ladies Roundtable a week ago, so now it's time for the men. Vanessa, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Vanessa, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can. Quickly, what's on your mind?
So, Harold, I was on the show last Friday.
Hey, Vanessa, how are you?
I have a question for these guys on here. So you guys have your pick of the litter, and, you know, the ratio is we outnumber you guys, and you have your pick. But when you do find that one that you are feeling, you spend time, you know, you invest in this person, your time and energy, why don't you commit? Why don't you let it be known that you're ready to commit?
I say most guys don't commit because they're scared that or fearful that, at least for me, I'm fearful that I may not be making the right decision at that time. And I'm scared because I know me. I'm scared that I might hurt her and I might stray away. So for me, dealing with this, you know, in my late 20s, early 30s, it was always a struggle, a conflict internally, whether to really commit to someone when I know that, you know, I might have a tendency to stray away and look at other women, and trying to balance whether to work on that with her or just to leave her alone and just deal with it on my own.
So how do you communicate, if you can briefly, do you communicate that to her, or do you do the Houdini act and just disappear?
Sadly, I did not communicate. I wasn't good at that at that age.
Okay.
And if I could, I wish I could do that. If I can go back and, you know, be a better man, I would have done that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you so much for giving me a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Speaking of Vanessa, Vanessa made this comment just last week, and I want you to hear this right before we go. Okay, we don't have it? All right, well, we'll have it in just a bit, because I want to make sure that we do hear this. Let me quickly go back to the phone lines. Walmond calling from D.C. Quickly, what's on your mind? Walmond, are you there? Whoops, do we have Walmond? Oh, I think we don't. Tell you what, I need to get ready and go to a break, but we are going to hear from some of the ladies who spoke on the program last week. They definitely had a lot to say, and I want to make sure that we hear from you guys, that you can indeed react. We are sitting at a single men's roundtable talking about what it's like to be single in 2016. We're also going to hear from them, and here's the big question. What is their biggest concern, or dare I say complaint, about women in 2016? Number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. When we come back, we're going to hear from Renee in Virginia. We're going to hear from Trey in Maryland. We're also going to hear from Mont, who just called in. We're going to take a lot of your phone calls. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment.
He's relaxed with pep. He always got a gift for me every time I see him. A lot of snot nose X-Flames couldn't be him. He never ran a corner line once to me.
The Howard University Radio Network is